Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian, it's time for the Dean Julia mailbag. I want to get to this question from Cowboy Chuck because he said, unfortunately,
I answered it on Twitter.
Okay, this is good. Yeah. Now, I just specifically wanted to, you know, get it in for him here because he did say that I guess we haven't really addressed it. But do you think the scouting department's metric standards are the reason they miss out on good players that other teams snatch up every year? Is it time to recycle the standards or get scouts with a fresh view? Now, I'm not exactly 100% sure on all of the standards. It does seem like just from what we hear, the measurables on the size, the length, when it comes to arm length, when for offensive linemen, hey, if you don't have a certain length arms, you can't be a tackle for me. We're going to have to kick you inside. If your arm length isn't X, if you're not certain height, weight, speed at corner, we might not be interested in you. That's why Ajaide Barron, we don't think is the Cowboys' cup of tea, probably as high as 12. They might prefer a bigger corner. Maybe that's Will Johnson from Michigan. But what are your thoughts on some of these? And like, do you adjust it over time or just kind of stick, hey, this is our rule book here and we're not going to waver?
Well, there's things that you absolutely put in concrete that they believe in, you know, and you try. But where the adjustments are made are with coaching staffs. There are staffs that will play with a short corner. There are staffs that will play with a long corner. There are staffs that will play with a short wide receiver. There are staffs that will play with tall guys only. You adjust your evaluations and your board to your coaching staff. We haven't had in 5 years. It's been 5 years since we've had a new coach here. You know, so the standards that we look at could fluctuate. Eberflus could say, I need this at linebacker. I need this at corner. Mike Zimmer did the same thing. Dan Quinn did the same thing. You adjust your parameters as your coaching staff. You know, you like I say, but there are some things that you just, hey, listen, we've always believed this. But if a new coach comes in and says, well, wait a minute, I've had three all pros playing with these types of guys, you'll adjust for your coach.
Thomas Wasson asking, do you think RJ Harvey is available by the third round, and would he immediately be the starting running back?
Yeah, absolutely. Harvey's a hell of a player. I know you like him as well. He's explosive. You watch him miss. He makes tacklers miss. He's great around the goal line. He's tough. He catches the ball. Yeah, Harvey in the third round. There's a lot of really good guys you could probably consider. If you don't address this thing at one, two, third round, I could take this thing all the way into the fifth. But if you give me a shot at one of my third round guys, I'd feel really, really good about that group.
Kofax wants to know, weird question. I know a team wants to pick the best players, but why would they pick an offensive tackle to replace Guyton rather than filling a hole at wide receiver two or running back? They've heard a number of people wanting, say, Simmons from Ohio State or Will Campbell from your LSU Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think Simmons is one of the best players in this draft, and I know somebody sent me on Twitter a whole thing about him at Ohio State, and he's a terrible person, and he's hard to deal with, and da-da-da-da-da, you know, going on and on. And I don't know what's created. I don't know what's true. I know there were some things that some people said, hey, you need to check on this. Didn't seem like anything terminal. You know, you and I just watched the tape. We don't have access. I mean, I'm fortunate I have access to my gang of seven and ask them questions about, hey, like, you know, I asked people about Lacey from LSU. I'm like, hey, the wide receiver. I say, what's the situation? And they're like, listen, he's not on our board. And I think there's a lot of teams that are like that. So with Simmons, but in this day and age, I don't know if information is generated, created in a way to paint a player negatively when then that's not the case, or it could very well be true. Now we have to figure out those kinds of things. But the offensive tackle, Campbell, Simmons, sure, absolutely. The one position that tends not to bust is offensive lineman, unless you're getting picked by the New York Giants. Then it tends to be a busty position.
It sure does.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, throw the resources on the line of scrimmage. You know,
sure.
I mean, did another guy do anything for you last year? Now, they're not going to quit on the kid. They shouldn't, right? There's a lot of talent to work with there. He needs to play football.
New coaches.
New coaches. Sure. And have that be a competition. So if you do have a player that is clearly a top five and he's there at 12 for you, I don't care that you just took Tyler Guyton last year. And maybe it's a Lyle Collins type of thing where, hey, we're going to play one at right guard. And
right.
if things don't work out, we'll kick you back out to tackle. You know, there's tons of things you can do. But I think where you get into trouble and where they have gotten into trouble is when it's like, man, we'd kind of like to get a defensive tackle here. Let me stand on the table for Mozzie. Oh, yeah. we've got to go ahead and reach on an edge. Let's go get Taco Charlton because he puts his hand in the ground, and we're not sure if, you know, TJ Watt can do that. That's where it ends up being a little bit of a problem for you. Okay, last one here, Brian, before we get out of here. Let's go with – we've got our friend Kurt at Showtime_32. Would you take Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State if Tet is gone at 12? And I guess the question here would be, like, is Matthew Golden also there?
Yeah.
I think that would be an incredible debate to listen to.
Yeah, I think that, to me, you obviously have some really good intelligence on what they think of Egbuka. And I have some intelligence on what they think of Golden. So we're somewhere probably in between there. Me personally, I have Egbuka as, say, player 15. Mm-hmm. I would have Golden as, say, player 18.
Okay.
That close. It's that
close. Right there.
If you have 15 players in the first round, which I do, Egbuka is going to be 14 or 15 probably on my stack. If I do the second round stack, Golden is probably going to be 16, 17 on my stack as I would look at it. So with that being said, I would take Egbuka over Golden myself. I would be interested to see. They might have it reverse. They might like Golden more than Egbuka. Like I said, I think that you've got some really good intelligence. You've talked to some folks about what they think about Egbuka, which I think is really good. And, you know, when you talk to other folks about Golden, they've got some things. So they might have a debate in their room when they stack that of which one goes above the other. So we'll see. You got a head coach. Maybe he's the guy that's going to break a tie on this. He's at the Texas Pro Day. He's at the Ohio State Pro Day. You know, he up close personal to offensive players. If, you know, we've seen before in the past, and I've lived this with coaches in the room, head coaches have broken ties before. Bill Parcells, you know, guys like that. We've seen that happen in my experience. But we've seen Jason Garrett stand up for a guy. We've seen Mike McCarthy stand up for a guy. So this might be one of those discussions where either one of those players would be a huge help to a team that can use some help at wide receiver.
I think you're right. Golden's rising. He's been a big riser through this.
Yeah.
The one tiebreaker I heard argued for Egbuka would be the blocking aspect sets him
apart. No question.
If you're a team that wants to run the football, he might be the best blocking receiver, but then Golden might have, you know, if you're projecting ahead, could end up being more of the game-breaking type of wide receiver down the line. Those two, that's going to be an interesting battle. I'd love to kind of ask teams, like, hey, who do you have better between the two? Because there's going to be a lot of different opinions. Thank you so much, Brian. Another edition of Love of the Star in the books. We'll be back, I believe, Saturday. We'll have a new edition. Eric Chiafalo will slide on in for that. Thank you so much to Peyton Russell, as always. You've been listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast, and you can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, thank you, Brian Broaddus. I'm Zach Wolchuk. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody.